आकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावने वैष्णव नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाभे गौरत्ये गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके You should come to Rai Ramanand on the bank of Godavari in South India. Some discussions were going on. Mahaprabhu was asking and Rai Ramanand was replying. I have explained all these things. Krishna is endless. So Mahaprabhu is also endless, ocean of love and affection. He cannot, even Krishna, even cannot know that how deep his love and affection is in Radhika and Gopi. He has some scale to what?
Measure.
But the love and affection of Krishna in Srimati Radhika, in Gopis, is so much deep that his mesh, what?
His scale
becomes
failure.
Very hard. So we want to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also by this, but intelligence, we cannot. Only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, we can know something. If Krishna cannot measure, then how we can measure? We can know something externally, things. How he preached, even mad elephants he controlled. Oh, he gave prem to all other trees, creepers. Oh, we can outwardly see. But how he did, actually, without mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and without the mercy of gopis, especially of Radhika mercy, we cannot know. So, we are explaining something. He told that Varnashram Dharma cannot help you. It is external, your bhajya. Then offering to your all fruitive karms, oh, it will not do. Even sarvadharman pratyajyamam ekam sharanam brajam, Mahaprabhu, yo bhajya, external. Even gyan mishra bhakti, brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakanchati. Samasarvesh bhutesh madbhaktim lavate param. Oh, Mahaprabhu rejected is this also. These are the highest teachings in Gita. What it means? Mahaprabhu even rejected this, all the philosophies of Gita. Then he came where? Jnani prayasam utpashanamantaiva jivanti sanmukharitang bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita tanvang manovhi prayasu jita jita. What is the meaning? Jnani prayasam utpashya. There are two kinds of knowledge, jnana. First, that we are Brahma. Sarvam khalidam Brahma. Like this. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, like this. Myself Brahma. Soham, soham. What is this? This is nonsense. Soham. Krishna can tell that I am soham. I am very. But any jeev cannot tell. Never he can tell like this that I am Brahma. You are Brahma Jatiya. You can tell. But not Brahma. We are all eternal part and parcel of that Brahma. We are not full Brahma. So, this is one class. Brahma, Jnani they are called. And second, like Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj, Sanakshandan, Sanatan, in the first career of Sukadeva Goswami, Bhisham Pitama, Prahlad, all are what? Jnani Bhakta. To some way we can accept them. Why they are Brahma? Jnani Bhakta. Jnani and Jnani Bhakta. Jnani, offenders in the Lord's feet of Krishna. They don't accept the shape, qualities, potencies, anything of Krishna. No? So, they are offenders. And those who are Jnani Bhakta, like Prahlad Maharaj, Bhisham Pitamaha, and all others, we can accept them as a devotee. But we don't fully accept them, their careers. We cannot follow. These are Bhakt. They are good, very good. They are always thinking, this Supreme Lord Krishna, he can create crores and crores universe in a moment. He can destroy. So he is Lord of Lords. He has so much opulence. He has so many attributes. And he is himself God. If anyone is like this, thinking that, my Lord, I should serve him to have something from him. He is satisfied, he is full. He has no thirst, no sleep, nothing.
No appetite.
No appetite, no tiredness. So how we can serve? Only praying, like Prahlad prayed. He could not serve him. But pure bhakta, what? They forgetting that Krishna is himself Supreme Personality of Godhead. First we should know. For the
platform,
making a platform. Krishna is Supreme Head. And we are part and parcel of that Krishna. Eternal servant of Krishna. But if you want Braja Prem, then you will have to forget this thing also. Only to know, he is Jasodanandan. He is Nandanandan. He is friend of Sudam Subal. He is beloved of all the gopis. Especially, he serves gopis and he cannot repay them. He wants to take the dust of the gopis and he wants to serve gopis. And then he becomes what? Radha Kanta. Madan Mohan Shyam Sundar Radha Raman Desh. So anyone of Brajamandal then don't accept Krishna like Parabrahma. Even Krishna forgets that I am Parabrahma. Oh, he can take the remnants of Nanda Baba. He can take the sandals of Nanda Baba and on his head. And dancing, thei thei, he will come to Nanda Baba. And very happy. He cannot turn over. What? Any side. Oh, he can take, create so many universes. But in Braja, he has not power to change his sides. And Yashoda will come and quickly he will do. He cannot take anything. Never he cannot take. But Mother Yashoda Nanda Baba will support and nourish him. Sometimes he will be defeated by Sri Dham quickly. He can kill Kans, Jarasandha, Kansa, all demons. But when he will come to Sri Dham, fighting and what? Oh, in a moment they can defeat Krishna. And by defeating. So, Krishna will be very happy, very happy. Even he will be defeated by gopis. He wanted to wrestle with gopis. And gopis at once in a moment quickly defeated him. And he becomes happy, so much happy. So there is difference between Jnani Bhakta, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and these classes of Braj Bhakta. So much different. In this slok, Jnani Prayasam Udupasya. That Jnani is offensive, that Krishna has no shape, no attribute, no power, no qualities, nirguna, abhyakta, anadi, ashesh. Oh. Krishna has shape, beauties, all kinds of shakti, everywhere it is written. But we cannot realize with this mundane eyes, never and never. So, Jiva Goswami has done a commentary of this slok. If you want to serve Krishna and to please most like gopis of Braja, then, oh, try to do pranam to this jnana also, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. You will have to
forget.
If you are not forgetting this thing, it means you cannot love Krishna so much. You will have to forget. First we should tell, like Swamiji came and told, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Gita book, in all, everywhere. But he wanted to tell this also fact. Try to forget, if you want to love Krishna, forget that Krishna was Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was controlled by gopis. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and Sridham Sakha, especially by Gopi. And he accepted this truth. Napareham nirvajda sanjuja. I cannot repay you, O Gopis. You have left everything for me. For me. You have left your husband, your father, mother, son-in-law, father-in-law, everything you have. And you have been one-pointed to me. I cannot do. I cannot give up my father, my mother, any gopis. Like you, I cannot be one-pointed. If I am being one-pointed to any gopi, to Radhika alone, then I will be ready for all. Because they have all left for me. Even a new devotee who is chanting Hare Krishna, I also cannot forget him. I cannot avoid. I will have to. Je jathang mam prapadyante, tam tathaiva bhajam. What is the meaning?
Everyone, as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly.
He is bound to do. So Krishna cannot be like gopis, one pointed. So always he will. He cannot repay anyone. So here it is said, if you want to have a love and affection of high class like Brijavasi, then you will have to forget. But how you can forget? Oh, without the mercy of gopis, you cannot be like that. Or especially the mercy, causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda Rup Sanatana Raghunath. Without this you cannot. You cannot know Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even. So he is telling that. Jnani Prayasodupasya Namanta Eva Jivanti Sanmukharitang Bhavadiya Vartam. Have some special kind of greed to hear the pastimes of Krishna. First try to hear how, like Parikshit Maharaj, how he, only 7 days he heard. He has no time to follow the process, anything. Only he heard. And what became? He went to Golok Vrindavan. With the mood of gopis, he followed. Because Sanatana Goswami has told in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, he told the essence of what he heard from Parikshit Sukadeva Goswami in a very brief, he told to her mother, his mother. What was that? Oh, though Krishna is like your grandfather or father-in-law, grandfather, same thing. But yet, you should what think? Krishna is my most beloved. A son cannot tell to his mother like this. Never. Kunti has also this mode, but he never declared. Otherwise, those who don't know, foolish persons will laugh. So she never disclosed this. Draupadi has same mood. And he is telling to his mother, mother, don't think that his supreme personality of Godhead or your grandfather or your grand father-in-law or anything. Oh, always think him, oh, like what? Most beloved, as he was of gopis. So he is telling like this, Srila Sanatana. Oh, you should hear all the sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna. More powerful. Like Krishna, if you are very attached and hearing Harikatha with love and affection of this Harikatha, in the form of Krishna, they will enter in your heart, purify everything. And they will show you all the pastimes of Krishna in your heart. They will manifest. So do pranam to the place where Harikatha is going on. Who is hearing, do pranam to them. And to whom? Who is speaking Harikatha, delivering Harikatha to them. And who is managing Harikatha? You should try to do pranam all. By what? By body, mind, everything. Doing pranam. And serve them. Then Harikatha will come into you, in your heart. Mahaprabhu told. He began to smile something. Oh, go on. It may be. Oh, this is the platform of bhakti. What bhakti? Raganuga bhakti. This is the essence of all bhaktis. Then he began to start, oh, you should go on. Yo hoy. And then Prabhu kahe yo hoy, aage kohar, raya kahe prima bhakti, sarva sadhya sar. Oh, you should. One you can take. No need of to take it. Here. Very good. You can advise what is better. Oh, go on. Oh, you can stand up and keep your dand here.
Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes, yes. You should read first the explanation given by Swamiji.
Prabhu kahe eo hai agi keo ar rai kahe prema bhakti sarva sajasar. At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "This is all right, but still, you can speak more on the subject." Ramananda Roy then replied, "Prema bhakti, ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all perfection." Then
he gave evidence of what Padyavali, written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Nanopachar kritam pujanam marth bandho premnai vibhakta hridayam sukha vidyutam syat yavat khujanti jathare jaratha pipasa tavat sukhay bhavato nanu bhakshape. Go on.
See, Ramananda Roy continued, "As long as there is hunger and thirst, eating and drinking make one feel very happy. Similarly, when the Lord is worshipped with pure love, transcendental bliss is awakened within the heart of the devotee."
If there is no love, affection, and you were doing, worshipping Krishna with 16 paraphernalia, oh, Krishna will not be happy. And in no paraphernalia, what only has so much love and affection. Oh, one water, a drop of water you will give. Only a blade of tulsi you will give, and he will be satisfied. Even not, "Oh Krishna, I am yours, you are mine." This will be. So, we should try to follow all these things. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, "Oh, go on, go on." Then he told one more, "Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. Janma koti sukritir na labhyate." You, Shyamrani, you should stand up and speak.
"Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price, that is, intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay."
Only part?
"The previous two verses are included in the Padyavali by Srila Rupa Goswami. Verse 16..."
Very carefully you should hear this. From here it begins bhakti.
"Verse 69 refers to devotional service in faith, and verse 70 refers to devotional service rendered out of intense greed. The first is devotional service rendered in accordance to the regulative principles, and the second refers to spontaneous loving service of the Lord without extraneous endeavor. Henceforward, the basic principle underlying the talks between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai will be spontaneous loving service to the Lord. The regulative principles according to the injunctions of the Shastras are necessary insofar as one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is not spontaneously awakened. An example of spontaneous action is the flowing of rivers into the ocean. Nothing can stop the flow of water. Similarly, when one's dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened, it spontaneously flows to the lotus feet of Krishna without impediment. Whatever will be spoken henceforth by Ramananda Rai, based on spontaneous love, will be agreeable to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord will ask him more and more about this subject.
I have seen anywhere that he has told, Swamiji, that definition of ISKCON is this. This is shloka. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. This is the basis of ISKCON. If anyone not following this, he is trying to be ISKCON, but really he is not ISKCON, he is ISKCON Abhas. Really, not ISKCON. Because from there, you can see that so many so-called ISKCON can go down. A real ISKCON never will fall. Never, never, never. Oh, Narad is ISKCON.
Misconception.
Yes. So Narad, Vyas is second. And third is Sukadeva Goswami. They cannot fall down. Rupa Goswami cannot fall down. He is also ISKCON. Or Raghunath Das Goswami, he never will fall down. He is also ISKCON. So we are all ISKCON. But those who can fall down, they are trying to be ISKCON, but still not so much. So we should help them to be like this. Krishna should be merciful to sprinkle his mercy that one day they should be real ISKCON. Generally, koti janma sukritir na labhyate, this high class of standard cannot be by sukriti only. Sukriti, if it is much more, or thousand and thousand of births, if sukriti is added to Krishna and to Krishna devotees, or anything related to Krishna, and if you are doing, then it will be sukriti. And this sukriti, and in huge quantity, then you can have a darshan of any high class of devotee. Sadhu sangha will be. And sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra. Everywhere it has been told. Swamiji also had explained so much of sadhu sangha. Without sadhu sangha, we cannot achieve our goal. But this kind of bhakti, raganuga bhakti, what he is defining here, braj bhakti, cannot be achieved by so many sukritis. Never. If you will have a rasik bhakta of braja, and you are so fortunate to have a darshan, an association of that high class of devotee, whose heart is saturated with love and affection, like a rasagolla, Indian rasagolla. Everywhere rush is rush. If you do, all rush will come. But even so much rush is there. So if a devotee is like, Rai Ramanand, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, in their line, all in disciplic succession, all top to bottom, for you can take from Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj up and up to Brahma. Especially the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are very fortunate that we are very nearer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can have some special kinds of rasik bhakti still now. But after some time, oh, it will be very, very hard to have a devotee like them, Rupa Rao Gunath line. Very hard. So you are also fortunate to hear all these things. After some time, oh, everything will go. They will only have something, what, externally, like Yugadharma. Nothing more. And even Yugadharma will go away. Varnashram Dharma has gone away. Something, only chanting of Krishna is really here. And after some time, it may also go. Then we will be in only confusion. So merely, Sukriti will not do. Oh, causeless mercy of Krishna and his associates. Then a rasic Vaishnava like this we can have. And then what will be? Oh, what should we do? We should give up our life and everything in service. And hear patiently all these things. Always hearing and hearing. Then that bhakti may come of Braja Bhakti. Mahaprabhu became very happy. Oh, very good, very good. This is really the theory of love and it is like a platform of this. Raganuga Bhakti. This is a spontaneous bhakti. And before what we are doing, this is called regulated. So Swamiji has cleared in his explanations. Then Prabhu kahe iho hai aage kohar rai kaho dasya prem sarva satya sar. Then Mahaprabhu told that, oh, so you should go on. Then he began to tell, dasya prem. Dasya prem? What is dasya prem?
Servitude.
Servitude. Prahlad Maharaj is das or not? He is das, somewhat. But, oh, more. Hanuman. Hanuman is pure das. What doing? Not like Prahlad, only praying, praying. He knows that his Prabhu Ramachandra, oh, he has some appetite. Sometimes in night he can be tired and he can massage his feet. Oh, whole day night, oh, waking, he will like a god. And then he know that Raman has stolen away Sita of Ram. And what he will do? Jump in ocean. And he can kill the sons of Raman and can tell Sita, oh Sita, you can sit on my back. I at once take you to Ram. But she will tell, oh, I want that Ram should come himself. And he should kill all demons. So, Raman touched me when I was unconsciousness and helpless. But now, I am in good mood. I cannot touch you. I only touch to whom? Only Ram. So bring Ram. Tell Ram that he should come. And Ram came, what became? He destroyed all the family of dynasty. Oh, 1 lakh son and one fourth of
25,000
all, accepting his brother Vibhishan because he was bhakta. So Hanuman is sevak. How he is sevak? In all way he wants to serve her. If anyone will stop his service, he may die. Once Bharat, Lakshman, Shatrughna and Sita, these four discussed something and they were discussing that Hanuman has come and he has taken all our services. So we should make a clique that we can or drive Hanuman from Raj Palace and he should not take our services. And then they went to Ram and told that we will serve you. Whole day and night we will divide sometimes. Sometimes in the night, whole night Sita will serve. And in day, sometimes Lakshman, sometimes Bharat, sometimes Shatrughna. No service of Hanuman. Hanuman humbly told, "Oh, please give me some service. Some service, any you like.
Any insignificant service.
Any service. Then, oh, you, what you want? Oh, I want that. I mean, no service I know. But please give me that service. When Ram will like
yawning.
And at that time I may do like this. In India it is any that why? To remember to Krishna. Like that. To remember Ram or Krishna. Not even to forget. So this is habit of all. So I should do this. They know that Ram has never
yawn.
Nothing to do. Oh yes, we can give. Then Hanuman came out of the room and he began to do like this, always. And Ram began to
yawn
always, whole day and night. No service at all, he was always yawning. So a great problem came and they could not decide that what should we do. Now Sita is not serving, not Ram, Lakshman, Shatrughna, anyone. Then at once they came to Ram, what to do now? And he was doing always. Oh, you should stop. Why should I stop? You have given this service. When he will yawn, I don't know. So I am doing. Then at last Ram advised them, divide some service to Hanuman also. Otherwise he will do and I will always do like that. So Hanuman without service cannot treat. There are two kinds of servant. Two kinds of servant. Hanuman wants to embrace Ramchandra, but he cannot do. So Hanuman is pure servant. But if you want to see servants, you can go to where? Braja, you can tell. Braja. Oh, there are servants of Nanda Baba. Oh, they took Krishna in their lap and they kiss Krishna. Oh, baby Krishna. And sometimes they take, sometimes they give something, remnant also, like servant of Hanuman. They are more superior than Hanuman, more. Hanuman wants to come to Braja, but he cannot come. He will see that his mother is controlling Krishna. Oh, clipping what? And slapping. And what? Oh, taking a stick. You naughty boy. Then Hanuman cannot tolerate. So he never comes. Because he knows that his Prabhu is Supreme Lord. But these servants of Nanda Baba, they never take them, Krishna, that he is Supreme Lord. They only know that he is. So they are more superior. So he is telling. Then, Jannam Shuti Matre Napuman Bhavati Nirmala Tasya Tath Tirtha Pada Kimba dasa nam avashishyate. What meaning?
A man becomes purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet create the holy places of pilgrimage. Therefore, what remains to be attained by those who have become his servants?
Servant may give you all things. You know, Yashoda mother or any Shakha, any Das of Nanda Baba. They are more superior than Brahma and Shankar. They are realized soul. They can create universe in a second. But they don't use this. Always by the wish of Krishna, O Jogmaya covers these powers to all others. Even a creeper, even a grass can create all these things. They are more superior than Brahma and all others. They are totally
transcendental.
Like
Krishna.
Yes, you can be. Brahma cannot do this. Oh, how fortunate are the blades of grasses. Krishna taking some kumkum of gopis in his lotus feet and he walks over that. Gopis giving their lotus dust on these grasses, they can walk to meet Krishna. How fortunate they are. Not Brahma, not Shankar like this. So, very glorious they are. Then he is telling, Prabhu kahe, iho hai kichu aage aar. Iho hai kichu aage aar. What is the meaning? You should go forward some. Then you will know what is Braja Prem. No? Then he will come where? To Nanda and Yashoda. Love. Very high class. What is the meaning? You should go on.
Hearing this from Ramananda Raya, the Lord again requested him to go a step further. In reply, Ramananda Raya said, loving service to Krishna rendered in fraternity, in a mood of friendship, Sakya Prem, is the highest perfection. Satam Brahma, Dasyam gatanam paradaivatena mayasritanam naradarakena sadam vijaru krita punya punja. Those who are engaged in self-realization, appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, and those engaged in devotional service, accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, as well as those who are under the clutches of Maya, thinking the Lord an ordinary person, all of them cannot understand that certain exalted personalities, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship as cowherd boys.
Very glorious. In the arena of Kamsa, no? Krishna and Baldev very easily they killed Mushtik and Charun. There was no so many demons came. Quickly, Krishna and Baldev killed them. Then there was none to fight with Krishna and Baldev. And they were doing, oh, come on, anyone. And Sridham jumped in the air and Keep it. Jumped in the arena and began to wrestle with Krishna. And very quickly he defeated Krishna. All were clapping. How glorious was this. And Krishna was also smiling, being defeated. Oh, how? So he is telling, Itam satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena mayasitanam naradarakena sadham vijuhu kritapunya punya. He has explained. Now he is telling Mahaprabhu, kahe iho uttam. Now he is telling uttam. What? Sakya res. Sakya, basal and madhur. In Braja. Never in anywhere. Not in Dwarka even. Not even in Rampuri, Ajodhya. Never. There are so many in Dwarkapuri. But, they are more superior than them. Mahaprabhu told uttam means?
Higher.
Then he told, Raya kahe vatsalya prem sarva sadhya sar. What meaning?
The Lord said, this statement is very good, but please proceed even further. Ramananda Rai then replied, loving service to the Lord in the parental relationship is the highest perfectional stage.
Nanda kim akarot brahman shreya eva mahodayam yashoda va mahabhaga papau jasya stanam ghari. What is telling? Nanda kim akarot brahman. Who is telling? Or Sukadeva Goswami himself is telling. Oh, what austerities, or what punya, what he has done, that Nanda Baba became father of Krishna. What? Ordering always, bring my shows, go and do and this. And Yashoda Baba Mahabhaga. And Yashoda, Mahabhaga Yashoda, that she gave her milk to him. So here he is, in wonder, he is telling, Kim akarot? What he did? Oh, he never did anything. He is what? Eternal father and mother. Lord Krishna, Supreme Lord, has no father, mother really. Never. But with love and affection, they have become father and mother of Krishna. Transcendental and what?
Eternal.
This love is so high that Krishna accepts that he is my father and my mother. No fatherly who, no father in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, Aprakat. No birth and nothing. No Krishna coming from home there in Golok Vrindavan. But this Vrindavan,
Prakat
Vrindavan. Oh, everything comes. Krishna comes in the womb of Mother Yashoda. He partly comes in the womb of Devaki, partly, but fully he comes in the womb of Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda has so much love, more and more than Devaki and Vasudeva. They cannot tell anywhere, not written anywhere, that Mother Yashoda or Nanda Baba has accepted him as a supreme personality of Godhead. Never and never. Only sometimes they can remember the tellings of, wordsings of Gargacharya. Oh, he is like, powerful like Narayana. But never. They never accept. Any Brajvasi never accept this theory that Krishna is Supreme Personality. Otherwise this prem cannot come. Never it will come. Always folding hands. If you are knowing only the appearance of Krishna, so you will have to forget. A time will come, a stage will come, that Yogamaya will cover this your intelligence that Krishna is Supreme Person. And then that love may come. Yashoda, you know, he banded Krishna. How? Never anyone, even Kausalya mother, Devaki mother, they cannot chastise Krishna or Ram. Never. What to tell to bind? Never they can. But in Braja, always Krishna is binded. Mother Yashoda binded one time. And gopis. So many times always bind. They bind Krishna with the veil of Radhika. You cannot go anywhere. They binded Krishna with the Lalita in Sakhigiri Parvat, with Vishakha anywhere. And Krishna accepts. So these are love and affection. Only he can be binded by Brijavasi, especially by the gopis. Anyone cannot. So if this is also one object, up till now what we are telling, different kinds of object and process. No? Mahaprabhu wants to clarify all these things, that according to your qualification, standard of bhakti, you can choose any one of them. What you like, but Mahaprabhu, how rejecting? Even he is rejecting this love of Vatsala Rasa, even he is doing pranam. It is some favorable to Gopi Prem. So he is doing pranam. But keeping aside, and he is coming towards Gopi Prem, the highest. Then